You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Towards it's a goal! Oh,
it's the United, Paul Armstrong.
First time shot comes in.
Jake Cottrell with a screamer! I don't believe it! An absolute rocket from Cottrell!
In the first This Club Is My Club of the season, we have all the reaction and interviews from FC United's weekend encounter with Chorley. Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to a brand new season of This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. Very shortly we'll be heading to Victory Park to hear how FC United got on in their first league match of the season, but before that it's time for this week's club news. With the season now underway, there are two all-ticket games coming up in the next couple of weeks. At time of recording, two additional tickets for FC United v Stockport County at Broadhurst Park this Friday can now be purchased by FC United members and season ticket holders for friends or family. While tickets are now on sale for Salford City away on Tuesday the 16th. At time of recording, tickets are on sale to FC United members who also have a season ticket and who bought their membership and season ticket before 1 p.m. on Monday the 1st of August. A further announcement from the club is expected on Monday the 8th of August, so please visit www.fc-utd.co.uk for more information. In other news, FC United have renewed their relationship with app developer MX Data, who have signed a new sponsorship deal which will see the technology company become the club's community sponsor for the coming season. And lastly, for this week's news, the first round draw of the Frank Hanna Manchester Premier Cup was made this week, and FC United will travel to play Chadderton at their Andrew Street ground. The match is expected to be played in the week beginning Monday the 3rd of October. To the weekend's football now, and on Saturday afternoon FC travelled up the M61 to take on our old friends Chorley in the first league match of the season. Before kick-off, Ben caught up with kitman Mike Norton and Stephen Wood to hear their thoughts going into this one.
So welcome to Victory Park, and we're now joined by Michael Norton, kitman Mike Norton.
Hi
Mike.
Hello. Hello everyone.
And old friend of the show, Stephen Wood. Hello Stephen.
I do that look around every time, don't I? No, so I think it doesn't work, does it?
It doesn't work at all.
It doesn't work.
How's pre-season been for you first, Mike? Has it met expectations for you on and off the pitch?
Yeah, I think a couple of the new additions, what we've got, you know, we've seen some good play out there. Let's see if we can hold on to them now, you know.
I mean, the question that a lot of listeners will want to know is, who's signed? Because at the minute, we know who's signed from last season, but we're not too aware of who's there. Obviously, Kieran Glynn, I think, signed, and Jake Williams, he went on Twitter and he's signed as well.
Nathan Lowe
and Harry Pratt as well, I think.
Harry Pratt, five of them.
And
you've named three.
What how's pre-season been off the pitch with training and these players? Have you noticed like a change from this time last year where we're new boys in the league?
No. It's, you know, I think the training we've upped it this year a bit. You know, with Nick Culkin, he's training the goalkeepers even harder with Chappie as well, and I think, and we've had a few people coming in helping us out with the training, but I think we're doing okay. We'll just see how they are.
And happy with the new away kit? It looks sharp.
Yeah, the lads are all happy with it. They're all looking at it and thinking, am I going to get that on? But they got it over their heads and they got it on and they like it.
See, that was always
playing it today.
That was always my trouble because I got a big head. The necks wasn't wide enough off them for
the beard and the hair.
Yeah, exactly.
You cut all that off.
And of course, you could buy that new kit as well in the FC United shop at some point.
All right.
Anyway,
we know.
Stephen, I looked on the Vanarama website this morning, and Chorley have made seven signings, all from And a few of the names I recognise. Gonzalez from Clitheroe, who I think was knocking them in last season in Division 1 North. And a few players from Southport and Alta. How do you think we've done?
I don't know. I mean, I've missed the last two games. I was away, so I don't know how they went, the Rochdale and the Trafford game. The Mosley game was good. It was great performance. However, it was Mosley. It wasn't Charlton.
And Trafford was Trafford.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't see the game, so I mean, I've only gone off Twitter and text messages.
Manchester Cup winners.
Fourth time on the trot they've won that.
There was at least one default in there when they didn't have a final to play. As well,
Stop dissing Mosley.
I'm not dissing anybody. I'm just saying, and you know, it looks good, but it's twice with you. Pre season doesn't matter. Result wise. It's all.
Gilchrist
and Lowe.
And Lowe.
Yeah.
They look promising to me.
One thing is clear though, we can't, and I think it is clear, given who's in the league this season. We can't afford our typical start, can we? We have to come out the blocks. But these next four games, Chorley, Telford, Stockport and Salford City, and admittedly, Telford didn't do that well last season, but they beat us three times. So it's...
They started off slow, didn't they? But then they came good.
Yeah.
You know, they were in a false position, I think.
But it's a tough start. But I think Swampy was saying on Red Rebel Radio this week that those tough starts can help you because you have to up your game and you can't be...
You can't start off slow, you're right. I listened to the radio this morning and it was on some manager somewhere or other. You know, I was our old friend Rochdale, Keith Hill, I think he was, and he was saying that, you know, it's 46 games or everything we've got in this league. That's what you judged over, 46 games, not over... You know, a lot of our fans, rightly or wrong, with their opinions, we'll judge on 90 minutes today.
Yes.
But you judge it over 46 games. Last season we finished in mid-table, which...
There is a bit more pressure, I think, this season, because there's the expectation isn't really there, is it? Because there's not been any signings and...
Well, there has been signings, whether
that typical talk sport giddiness, though, isn't there, is there?
No, it's not, to be fair. It's not. It's one of them. Come back at 10-5 and we'll today. We don't know. We didn't know this time last year. And we learned pretty damn quickly after about 45 minutes that this is not going to be easy. We don't know today. Like you say, clubs. I saw that thing on the league website as well. And some clubs starting with probably
all new squads, pretty much.
8-9 new players starting, and that's not necessarily a good thing. Because they've got a gel. You saw what happened when you know it works in our favour last year, bringing in four or five over a small period of time, and it's in the season. But you know. I don't know. I mean, it's a tough start, like you say. There's no margin for error. But maybe, you're right, maybe expectations are a bit, not lower, but realistic. Because teams that have come down, teams that have come up.
Teams that have stayed. Stockport.
Yeah, but Stockport will do that every year, and Stockport will probably finish mid-table again. Potentially.
They'll win the league now, do you want?
Well, probably. The thing is, everyone looked at them last year and they weren't, you know, and they brought in all new players last year. They weren't any fantastic shakes. So, I mean, we beat them away. We didn't do badly against them. We're probably slightly under it in the end, but we didn't do too badly. Failed and gone full time. The rest of the league, I don't know. I mean, don't forget, you know, it's not as easy to watch teams or keep geographically a bit more spread out. It's not as easy to. So I don't know what Gloucester and Worcester have done. You know what I mean? And that's probably our benchmark for the start of the season is what they've done. You know, don't worry about Salford.
There's about five teams above us, aren't there?
Yeah.
Well, Darlington, Salford, Stockport, maybe Telford. They look the same, you know. Then you can bring in Bradford, who I've heard this year they've had a good pre-season, played some big teams. And, you know, done okay.
Well, it's going to be interesting today, and it's going to be interesting on Tuesday night as well at home to Telford. So we'll wait and see. But Steve Wood and Mike Norton, thanks for joining us. And just a special message, Michael.
Just say hello to me, Dad.
Just say hello to your dad.
Yeah, he'll be listening in.
Anyway, to Mike Norton's dad, hello.
Hello, hello, Vinny. I'm not seeing you for a bit.
To the football itself now, and with FC United looking to start in winning ways at Chorley on Saturday, it's now time to hand over to Marv Willers for a match report. Marv.
Thank you, Cockers. Well, a nice and simple kickoff to the 2016-17 campaign for FC United would have been welcome. But In true FC style, the first game of the season away to Chorley was full of goals and excitement. The game finished 3-3, with Chorley's goals being scored by Sefton Gonzalez, Andy Teague and Scott Leather. George Thompson scored twice either side of a Jerome Wright finish for FC. Here's the goals.
Throw into Chorley. Matt Challoner plays it to Whittam, who's dropped deep to get this one. Challoner, nice chip forward there. Gonzalez after this one. Headed down by Marcus Carver. Marcus Carver tries to flick it back. Comes back to Gonzalez. Saved by Chorley. Well, it was a goal for Chorley. And it has been coming, I'm afraid. It was a ball foul for Gonzalez. He tried the first shot. That was stopped by Carnell. Went straight back, though, to Gonzalez. He didn't miss with the second attempt. And in his competitive debut for Chorley, that goal machine, Sefton Gonzalez, player of the season for Clitheroe last season. And FC will be hoping to make sure it doesn't continue as last season's game did. Winter flicks it out. Thompson has stayed onside, right-hand side. Takes it towards the corner flag now with a cross. Decent cross. Oh, there's a goal! It's gone in! What about that? Cross comes short. Took everybody by surprise. Well, we'll convene the pundits' jury to decide whether or not he meant that. Paul,
Sam Ashton was completely caught wrong-footed by it. It just sailed over his head. I think he was looking for the deep cross, but I think he was looking for the men coming in. And nobody came in pretty much to attack it, but it just flew into the back post.
Well, that really has made a game of it, and FC's first goal in a season opener since 2012. And on this balmy, this hot afternoon here at Victory Park, Chorley FC 1, FC United and Manchester 1. We just had a proper drinks break. Good job I'm not an unreconstructed football fan saying that Jesse's having a drinks break. Duty of care and all that.
Oh, he's
the modern game is a bad pass. Geelong wrote Chorley to make it 2-1. An appalling error there on the far side. I think it was Leather who made the mistake. Jerome Wright alert to the chance, very calm and collected, took it round Sam Ashton and then just strokes it into the net.
I'm a big fan of the drinks breaks.
Well, it is a bit like a cricket drinks break where a player loses concentration.
Well, the first goal left Sam Ashton as pink faced as his shirt, and I think the right back will have a red face now after that back pass.
That's right. What I think that less clear, I mean, it was more, you would blame Sam Ashton for that first goal, but it was a more of an unusual one. That was just a poor, poor back
pass. He was sold horribly short.
And but Jerome Wright still had to do the job, and he kept his cool, just slid it back. Could Ashton maybe have gone to ground? Would he have given himself a better chance?
He probably would have. He would have fouled him, I think, because it was classy from Jerome, that, wasn't it?
Possibly against the run of play. We're now 2-1 up with 28 minutes on the clock.
In comes the free kick. Floated nicely, headed down by Teague. Battling away is Ashworth. Ball still not clear, it's bubbling around. FC just can't get rid of Whittam. Teague, 2-2. 2-2, and FC United just did not deal with that. How many chances do they want to give Chorley? Ball bubbling around, and it was after you. A nicely one that was slipped to Teague, and a good cool finish there from the Chorley skipper, and it's 2-2.
Similar story to the first goal, really, isn't it? Failure to clear the lines.
Free kick in an excellent position.
But a pushing and shoving going on for no particular reason.
Yeah, players losing their cool a little bit here, and this is where the more experienced heads like Tom Greaves getting involved there, just calming things down.
Thompson's lining this up.
Now this is an opportunity. It's about 23 yards out. And George Thompson, who's got a very, very accomplished right foot. Chandler in attendance as well. He could play it with his left foot.
Five in the world plus two FC.
Now then, can FC make something of this? George Thompson strides forward. Oh, what an absolute beauty from George Thompson! Low to the left hand, keeper's left hand. It's an absolutely impeccable delivery from George Thompson, which gives FC the lead. Well won there, Jerome Wright, with an excellent run. The foul was given, and George Thompson, that is as good as you'll see. Still 3-2 FC lead, but here comes the corner from Whittam. Beautiful delivery, headed in, and that just about sums up the poor defending from FC United. It's the number 5, that Scott Lever, he rises, nobody rising with him, and you just get exactly what you deserve. And David Parnell must be hopping mad. He saves a penalty, and well, just a beautiful cross. You have to say that Whittam's delivery all afternoon has been excellent.
Thanks, Marv. Here are the FC Live team concluding their coverage of Saturday's game.
There goes that whistle. And our final score here at Victory Park on this opening day of the season here, National League North. Chorley 3, FC United and Manchester 3. It's a game, well, of mistakes, perhaps of missed opportunities. FC United will be frustrated. They gave away a penalty about 9 minutes from time. It was saved by David Parnell, and then from the resulting corner, free header for Scott Lever level things up. That'll be frustrating, but probably the only goal that was not derived from an error was a beautiful free kick from George Thompson. All the three Chorley goals really result could have been dealt with by better defending in the middle, and certainly the first two FC goals, unusual first goal for FC from George Thompson, the equaliser, which was looked like a cross, but it spun over the head of FC, for former FC custodian now with Chorley, Sam Ashton. Then terrible mistake from Scott Lever, which Jerome Wright pounced on to take it past the goalie. 2-1 and 2-2 just before half time. More poor defending, failure to deal with it meant there was an equaliser from Andy Teague, and then 64th minute, George Thompson with that beautiful free kick to give the 3-2 lead, and then in the 86th minute, in fact, Scott Lever there with that nodded goal to give an equalising goal to the home side. And well, you know, mixed feelings. I think FC United would have been happy to take a draw. They would definitely have been the underdogs this afternoon against this very much reinforced Chorley side, but with that 3-2 lead with about 5-6 minutes to go, there will be frustration.
It's like we're saying though, Paul, at half time we never really created much in the first half. It was a bit, both goals we scored were fortunate, but we did take in the 3 point, the point, given how dominant Chorley were.
Considering we've led twice in this game, I still think the draw is a fair result, to be honest.
Yeah.
They did more in the game than we did. We've certainly got to sharpen up defensively. We conceded 75 goals last season. We've got to improve on that this term.
I think the sending off came at the right time as well, because it looked like Chorley were turning the screw. Towards the end of that game there, FC United had some, with Jerome Wright, two glorious crosses coming in. Unfortunately, we couldn't convert it, but a decent away point.
Indeed.
A point is better than nothing. It's a start, isn't it? We're on the board.
Yeah, and I think the goal is very important. After we talked about the goalless three games on the trot, opening day games on the trot, all the way from home without a goal for FC, and to get three of them today, that means that you know, the front line will feel more relaxed. The work probably more needs doing or thinking about. There won't be much time, I don't think, for training before the Tuesday night home game, but FC will need to be some thinking there. And I just think, is there a temptation for Carl Marginson to try three at the back?
Oh, that's a forum bugbear you just brought up there, James. We're going off air in a minute, and just to say, there is going to be a podcast that'll be on This Club Is My Club tomorrow evening. So text us your thoughts, tweet us your thoughts at FCM Radio 0161 850 1878. Text us what you think about that start to the season, and me and James will discuss it in a second or two, off air that is, but you'll hear it tomorrow. We'll also be hearing from Carl Marginson as well. This has been FC Live, brought to you by constructorcoding.com and the Armchair Army. A big thank you to James, thank you to Paul. Coming up next is an all new show with no name. Then it's Supporters Direct Weekly at 6:30, which has news on City Liverpool FC and our friends rugby league side Rochdale Hornets. And then it's a whole evening of quality music here on FCUM Radio. Have a look at the schedule, www.fcmradio.co.uk. It's finished here, free apiece. Thanks for listening. Keep your donations coming. Thank you to James. Thank you to Paul. Good night, everybody. So welcome everyone to the podcast extra section of This Club Is My Club. We're going to be joined by Carl Marchison very shortly. Before that, we're joined from Magpie Watch. Are you still on Magpie Watch?
Oh, no, Magpie's alive now.
Magpie's alive.
It's changed because okay. We're on Chorley FM now.
It's Ian Livesey, that's the voice of Ian Livesey. So, Ian, I was speaking to your PA announcer before the game, and he was quite optimistic with some of the influx you've had, like Seth Gonzalez from Clitheroe. He's an excellent signing for you.
Oh, yeah, isn't he?
But it's not really... I think you should have probably took 3 points there, if I'm being
absolutely
honest.
Absolutely.
Two big mistakes, really, at the back for us. Led us down. I'm sure Matt Janssen's fuming at that, because they're two players that are rather quite reliable. You know, Sam Ashton was beaten at his back post by a cross, and then we played an awful back pass to him, which is somebody that usually is quite so sure. But 3-3 is, well, first scoreline for the neutral, but you would think that which we probably could have got to all 3 points.
Would you have taken the point at the start of the day?
Yes.
You would have?
Yes.
What's your take on, because we've been speculating, as probably most non-league fans have, about their team's chances this season. This league this season is epic, isn't it?
It'll be very close, yeah.
There's teams, big clubs come down, yeah, there's big clubs come up, and there's a lot of big clubs who've stayed. What's your take on everything?
Nobody is going to run away with this league this season. I know Solihull did it last season, didn't they? But it's that close. It is going to be that close. It's probably going to be won on the last day of the season by anybody of about six teams.
And what's your take on Charlie's chances this season?
Charlie's chances, this is Matt Janssen's team now. He inherited a team that 2 days before pre-season last season, it didn't go quite well at the start of the season, but we started to pick up results. And this season it's his team, he's made that known. So as good as a result we can get from today's game, 3-2 down, yeah, you're probably right, we probably should have won it, but that's the way we're going at the moment.
And off the pitch, people who've attended today will notice that there's a certain stand that's got his hat on nowadays.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The roof is back on the home terrace.
No more getting wet now.
So how's that all happened?
That came about with a big donation from an anonymous donator that paid for the roof to be replaced, really, and it was up as quick as lickety-split, you know, properly done, and it looks good. It's the same style as the old one, but it's a brand new roof.
I think a lot of FCers will. I certainly rate this as one of my favourite non-league grounds because it's proper. The shed over there is a proper shed, and this this is actually a decent shed as well.
I've never heard it been called a shed before.
It's a shed.
I've heard it been called many things, but not a shed.
So, Ian, we'll see you back at Broadhurst Park.
Looking forward to it, yeah.
I'm going to say good luck. Not a big good luck, but good luck till we meet again.
It will be an interesting season, won't it? I mean, like I say, anybody can win it, and right at the start of the season, but everybody's on level points, and, well, 1 point from this game is not a bad result, but we could have won it. Sorry, mate, but
it's true. I think you're right, because in the first half, we had two chances, and they probably weren't even chances. The cross that went in, and the poor back pass. And other than that, we never really created a chance. And
that's it.
I think if Teague didn't get sent off, we might have been in trouble towards the end there. But luckily, you did get sent off, and we were on the attack in the second half towards the end.
And nearly won it as well.
But
it would have been unjust.
All the best. A bit of a plug for Magpies Live.
Magpies then. Live, yeah. It's 102.8 Chorley FM now. We're live.
Coming in your ears?
No, we don't associate ourselves with that.
Oh, you should.
Bolton.
So, Ian, thank you. And,
no problem, Ben.
Good luck in your next game.
And you.
Nice one. Oh, Marge is here now, from one legend to another. Thanks, Carl. Do you want to take this, James?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Well, Carl, congratulations on a good point. Chorley would have been favourites after all the new signings and everything. What pleased you most about the afternoon?
We scored 3 goals. I thought it was a typical start to the season game. There's lots of mistakes, a bit of rustiness still about. But I'm happy to, come obviously away from home. Last year we came here and got beat 3-0, so can't complain, really.
Yeah, and would you have taken a point? I mean, I know one wouldn't, but would you have taken a point as opening day away to a team like Chorley?
Well, we always come and try and win.
Mm-hmm.
If we draw trying to win, then that's fine. you know, and you know, I mean, the goals in the first half, it was ridiculous, really. All four goals, you know. But like I just said, you come to places like this where, you know, on a hot day and the pitch is sticky, it certainly doesn't suit the way that we want to play. Charlie are obviously very fit and make it difficult for ourselves. But, yeah, fact is we got a point on the board this time last year. We didn't.
We've come out of pre-season and they came at us like a bit of a freight train, to be honest, to begin with. That must be horrible as a defender, just coming out of pre-season and to be hit with that kind of onslaught.
Yeah, well, we warned them before the game, you know, pre-season's it's about the fitness and stuff, and, you know, some of the games that you end up playing in is very little, you know, physical contact and things like that. So we warned that was going to be the case. But it was just one of them, wasn't it? It's just, but we, you know, I suppose the positives from our point of view is being 1-0 down, showing that spirit to get to 2-1, and then going 2-2 and leading 3-2. And, you know, I just been speaking to them in there, and none of them reckon it was a penalty. And I think that, you know, from that.
Was it handball?
Even no, it's some, a tackle or something.
Oh, exactly. Really?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
So, yeah, from that then, obviously, Carnell and Dave done superb to save it, but it's from the resulting corner.
Their corners were really good all the way through the game. Their corner taker was trying to put it in the back post, essentially.
Yeah.
A bit like Thompson, really.
Yeah, he's it's a big part of the way Charlie play, you know. They look for them set pieces and obviously work hard on them. You know, but in the main, I think you look at it, and overall, like I say, we'll take a point. It's more than we had last year at this stage.
Is that last Saturday, when obviously playing against League One opposition, and the defence were quite stretched? You put Scott Kay into make it a three in the centre, and that seemed to work very well. And he played very effectively in the first half on Tuesday night at Trafford. Will there be a temptation to maybe go back to that, just to try and settle things down at the back?
It's there, as you know, as I said to the lads before the game, the beauty from my point of view, with the squad that we've got, there's lots of variations, and you know that three at the back can be one of them. Today we changed the formation, even though it was 4-3-3, when we put Jake Williams on to try and give us a little bit more width, and Tongi come into the central midfield area with Scott Kay, and then, you know, Sam Sheridan playing in the hole, if you like. You know, so we there are lots and lots of variations, and it's the subtleties that you know are the key ones.
But the one goal you probably say of the whole six that wasn't, you couldn't blame a defender on, was George Thompson's free kick, wasn't that?
Yeah.
From where you saw it, I mean, I didn't see how he could put that in. It was as good as you'll see anywhere.
Yeah, he's got that in his locker. Mm. You know, it's great that he's got off the mark with a couple of goals.
Deliberate, that first one?
Is it heck? No chance. But we'll take him. You know, there'll be goals scored against us this year where we'll be scratching our heads. You've just got to take the rough with this move, if you like. So, fortunate first goal, but, you know, and... second goal, it's a mistake by the defender.
Very cool, though, wasn't it, Jerome?
All the hard work that Jerome put in to go and close the defender down has rushed him into that, you know, so credit to Jerome for that one. And then, obviously, it's the best goal of the game was saved for George's free kick, yeah.
It's very Tierney-esque, that one, isn't it? Remember the goal he's Tierney
scored here? Yeah, it was a bit
closer,
further out.
Yeah. We should say as well, it's one question that a lot of FCs will wonder. What is it about conceding a goal in the first 10 minutes? We've done it again.
It doesn't hurt him. You know, all the messages that we send the players out with is to be composed, and, you know, the goal in the first goal was ridiculous. You know, you go mad. I just said to him in there, if our Owen was playing in the garden, I'd probably close the curtains and if he was doing stuff like that.
Go on, James.
Well, no, that was, I was going to come on to that thing. That there was that thing with... sort of two of their goals, whereby there were three or four, five chances to clear it, and it was. What do you put down? Is that early season sharpness? Is it just focus?
I can't be watching that every week. You know, the trying to nick things rather than just putting a foot through it. You know, credit to them as well. The physicality of the big lad up front caused us a few problems, but I think we got to grips with it more in the second half. It was, like I say, for not the best performance to come away with a point, all bowls well.
And interesting, the bench you went for, very young bench, apart from Matty Woolman's not that old, but by comparison, is that, and some very good quality players not involved today, like Sam Madeley and so on, is that what you've seen basically in the pre-season, that you think these young lads are ready or nearly ready?
Yeah.
I mean, they all came on, didn't they, pretty much?
You know, Kieran Glynn. I think it was, you know, the type of player that Kieran is, he's probably, the grass would have been a bit of a hindrance for him, if anything.
Doesn't need a mould, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's great that we can, you know, these lads have come to the club and, you know, like I said beforehand, it's definitely a squad game. It's not about any one player or any 11. It's going to be every single one of them are going to be needed throughout the season.
So more widely, we've come into out of pre-season speculating like nobody's business, saying, is the squad competitive? Obviously, it's early days. How do you think compare?
I think we've strengthened from what we ended up with last year. The majority of lads have stayed. You know, I think there's only like Craig Linfield, Liam Brownhill, and obviously Greg's gone travelling. And I think we've replaced them with good quality. You know, Jake Williams as a right back who's done really well pre-season, you know.
He's played Saturday football last year, wasn't he? Saturday league football.
Yeah, you know, so it's great that we can give these opportunities to lads who have, probably missed the boat a little bit, but, we're quite pleased with what we've got at the moment.
And how do you see, with the Stockport game being brought forward to Friday night, you've got three games in 7 days. How do you handle that in terms of the squad? Do you expect them... Three lots of 90 minutes for most of those players?
No. It's something that we'll get our heads together and have a think about. You know, very hot day today, and the work rate that lads have put in, Greavesy, Harry Winters, and people like that. You know, all that'll take its toll. They'll all want to play, but we've got, we've got Telford, You know, I don't think
we owe them one, don't we?
Well, we've not beat them, have we? I don't think.
Three times last season.
Yeah, you know, so that's the focus now. And like I say, we'll see what we've have a little bit of a switch round.
And FC are seventh in the table after that, Carl. Right on the fringes of the playoffs.
Not 11th, you know, though.
It's seventh. Right. And only on alphabetical order. Surely a six, but only in alphabetical order. So
right. Game
just
on.
five teams won, and then this was the highest scoring draw. So
that's nice to know. You know, last year was a strange one in respect of finding ourselves down the bottom of the league. You know, I certainly had to learn a few things very quickly, because for the majority of the 11 years we've been up there challenging for promotion. So it was a new one for me, and it's not something that I want to make a habit of, to be honest.
Well, Carl, we'll let you get on your merry way. Thanks for joining us. A different kind of interview. So yeah, thanks for that.
No problem.
And good luck on Tuesday.
Cheers, Ben.
See you then.
Thanks. Cheers,
Thank
Jay.
You, Carl.
Thank you.
So, James, we're nearly done. At Victory Park, we're going to do the full-time scores in a second from Saturday elsewhere in the league. Not that it matters, as we alluded to there in that interview. I mean, it's all academic and based on the alphabet more than anything. But considering backs against the wall for most of that, and the chances were few and far between, we'd take the point.
I think the team found a way, and it was a very entertaining way and a very unpredictable way. I think that the first, when Chorley scored the 10th minute, the pressure that FC were under and continued to be under, and the shakiness of the defence, was a real worry. And George Thompson's, it was meant as a cross, it would have been a good cross, but it swerved into the net. That just settled things down. Then, you know, Leather made that mistake that allowed Jerome Wright. But
he should have levered it.
Well, he should have basically leathered it back to the keeper. Very under-hit back pass, but Jerome Wright.
But do you see what I mean about the pitch, the length of it? If you look at the centre circle and look at the pitch markings of the circle, that's quite a lengthy pitch.
Yeah.
It's a rugby league pitch, in a way, the length of it.
And do, in your view, teams cut their cloth according to who they're playing? Would they, or is it that just hasn't been mowed properly?
I think the defender, Lever, will not make that mistake again. I think he'll hit it a bit harder. Very reminiscent of Rob Nugent's back pass in the, I think it was the FA Cup against Lancaster City a few years ago, where he chucked it down at Gig Lane and he popped it back along the deck and it moved about an inch away from his foot. So lesson learned for him. But we'll be back on Tuesday for that big match. And as we said in the interview there, we do owe him one. Telford United visiting Broadhurst Park. It's going to be... I love Tuesday nights at Broadhurst Park. If you can make it, head down there. 7:45 kick-off. Usual admission prices apply. And if you can't make it, of course, FCUM Radio will be there from 7:30 on Tuesday night. James, any your closing thoughts? This is where I'd hand over to Swampy, but your closing thoughts?
Well, just a great first day in terms of entertainment. The mistakes made it so, and it's just wonderful to see that George Thompson free kick. He scored one beautiful goal accidentally, and then that was absolutely perfect. It was kind of Carlos Roca-esque. He occasionally would put one in like that, and if Thompson can find that bit of consistency with those set pieces, then that's going to be a real boon for FC. So I think very happy with the point. I think frustrated about the fact that Carnell saves a penalty and then FC concede a goal straight away. That's very, very disappointing. But I think an excellent, in terms of entertainment, really good start to the season.
So on that note, the stewards are about to lock up, so we should go. So from Victory Park, enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll see you on Tuesday. Thanks, James, and thanks to Marge. Thanks to Ian Livesey as well from Magpies Live. So back to the studio.
FC Live there from Saturday afternoon, and as well as FC United in action in their first league match, it was also the big kick-off for the league more widely. And to hear some of the other scorelines from a busy Saturday afternoon, it's now time for the return of Marv's Sports Report.
Thank you, Cockers, and welcome everybody to a brand new series of Marv's Sports Report. Relegated Kidderminster Harriers look determined to bounce straight back after opening the 2016-17 Vanarama National League North season with a very impressive 6-1 win at the Tameside Stadium against Curzon Ashton on Saturday. The rather tall Tom Denton scored a hat-trick on his debut at another relegated outfit, FC Halifax Town, who beat fancied Nuneaton Town 3-2 at Liberty Way. Newly promoted Salford City were held to a 1-1 draw at Moor Lane in their debut game at this level against Gloucester City, while Darlington 1883, who came up with Salford, earned a point away at relegated Altrincham's Moss Lane. Two clubs with much changed squads this season are Gainsborough Trinity and Bradford Park Avenue. They also shared the spoils on Saturday. Worcester City and Harrogate shared a 2-2 draw at Bromsgrove, and Boston United suffered a 1-0 home defeat to Stalybridge Celtic. Elsewhere, there were 7 goals for the 2,632 people at Edgeley Park to enjoy in the sun as Stockport County edged a 4-3 thriller against Alfreton Town. While Tuesday's opponents for FC United, AFC Telford, started the season off in disappointing style, going down to a 1-0 defeat at the New Bucks Head to the much-fancied AFC File. And finally, there were no goals at St James's Park between Brackley Town and Tamworth. And that concludes this week's Marv Sports Report with me, Marv. Thank you, Marv. You're welcome, Marv. Stay safe, Marv, and beautiful Manchester. Good night and good luck.
Thanks, Marv. Lovely to have you back. FC are in action twice this week with 2 home league matches starting on Tuesday evening as FC United host Telford United at Broadhurst Park. Kick-off on Tuesday night will be at 7:45 p.m. And then on Friday evening, it's a bit of a biggie as FC United host Stockport County. Kick-off on Friday night will also be at 7:45 p.m. As we mentioned earlier, this is an all-ticket match and segregation will be in place. At time of recording, tickets are still available with FC United members and season ticket holders now able to buy two additional tickets for friends or family. For more details, please visit www.fc-utd.co.uk. But remember, if you cannot make these matches, then please do not worry. The FC Live team will be in attendance on your behalf. They'll be going to air on Tuesday and Friday evening from 7:30 p.m. right here on your very own FCUM Radio.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Women's team news now, and with FC just under a month away from the big season opener, pre-season has been gathering apace with a 100% record in their opening four friendlies, scoring an eye-watering 23 goals and conceding just two. This past weekend, FC United played their fifth pre-season friendly, a home match to Brighouse Town. Here's Neil Boothman with more.
Okay, I'm here with Lee Sutton, women's team's manager. A good run out again, but we were unfortunate to lose 3-2. That chance at the end that we nearly had would have equalised it, and I think that would probably have been a fairer result.
Yeah, to be honest, Brighouse a good team. Last time we played them, ended up 2-2. Yeah, we should have come away with the winner there, but to be honest, we obviously swapped a few players around and to get them on, obviously get the minutes. And to be honest, pre-season, yeah, it's good to get the win, but for me it's more about getting the minutes, getting players on there, see how fit they are, ready for the season. Obviously, we've got one or two that we need to work on, but yeah, it was a really good game. It pushed us to the limits, to be honest.
And the new ones that are coming in are pushing everybody else, making sure they work a bit harder as well.
Yeah, it's good to get the new ones in. Obviously, like I say, we're gelling. You know, there's a lot of fit players out there, rare and ready to go for the season. We just need to get that little bit of fine-tuning now. You know, and hopefully get players that want to go out there, want to get the 3 points rather than just, you know, hoping to get out there 10, 15 minutes. And this is the thing, it's a good thing about having a big squad. That, to be honest, it's now sort of players now fighting for the positions on a weekly basis. And we've never really had that before. We sort of start off with that, but then due to players going off work and things like that, obviously it's never sort of worked that way. Whereas this time, we've got a really big squad. So there's at least one or two players now fighting for each of them positions. And at the moment, it's working well. It's, you know, players now are actually putting that little bit more effort in on the pitch and off the pitch. And it's really good.
That's what we need, really, isn't it? They've got to be fighting for the position so that when in 3 weeks' time or whenever it is, when the league starts, then we've got all the right people in the right spots that can do the jobs.
Yeah, definitely. We've got along a lot of young players as well that, again, we sort of look to the future. We're not just looking obviously season by season. So if we can sort of bring a couple of players in that are decent now and work with them, then hopefully we produce some really good players and, you know, it helps us as the seasons go on. But, yeah, it's one of them that we're obviously aiming for a bit of silverware this year. We just missed out on it last year. But that is the aim, and we've obviously told the girls that end of the day, it's going to be tough. You know, if you're not obviously willing to sort of battle with us, then, you know, you need to find another team. And a lot of managers are, I don't know, sort of aren't, you know, they're not sort of in that luxury to be able to do that. But this year we are, and it's a good thing that we can sort of pick and choose the players, and it's good for the competition. But, you know, certainly to get the pre-season sort of under our belt, get some good teams, it really pushes us, and today did push us, you know, without a doubt. It was probably one of the toughest games.
Yeah, absolutely. Produced the same sort of thing against Burnley here in a fortnight, and that works as our on our way towards the league as we push on in this campaign. Thanks very much, Lisa.
And that's it for me from this week's show. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesday this week at 7:30 a.m, 12:30 and 7 p.m. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store. And all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUM Radio. Thanks to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening. And from me, Cockers, see you next time.